Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Monday, September 23rd. Today we're joined by Eric and Kate to discuss the lasting effects of CTE for NFL players. Let's dive into the key details. Eric, what's your take on the main issues surrounding CTE in football?
Well, Ted, CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, is no joke. It's a serious brain condition that's linked to repeated head impacts. NFL players are at high risk due to the nature of the sport. I mean, these guys are basically human battering rams, right? Studies show that up to 99% of former NFL players' brains examined post-mortem had CTE. That's a staggering number, folks. We're talking about almost every single player.
Hold your horses, Eric. While those numbers sound alarming, we need to pump the brakes a bit. We've got to consider that only players suspected of having CTE are typically examined. This could totally skew the results. It's like saying all cars
are
red.
Kate, I get what you're saying, but come on. Even if the numbers are skewed, they're still incredibly high. We can't just brush this under the rug. These players are putting their lives on the line every time they step onto the field. It's not just about the game anymore.
I'm not brushing anything under the rug, Eric. I'm just saying we need to look at the whole picture. The NFL has implemented various safety measures to reduce head injuries. They're not sitting on their hands here. They've made significant changes.
All right, let's take a step back. Kate, can you tell us about some of the symptoms associated with CTE?
Sure thing, Ted. Common symptoms include memory loss, confusion, impaired judgment, aggression, depression, and even suicidal thoughts. It's like their brains are slowly unraveling. But here's the kicker. These symptoms often appear years after the player has retired. So we're talking about a ticking time bomb in their heads. It's not like they can just hang up their cleats and walk away scot-free.
That's spot on, Kate, but let's not sugarcoat it. Many former players aren't just struggling with daily tasks, they're fighting for their lives. Some have even taken their own lives due to CTE-related issues. It's heartbreaking. And get this, the average lifespan of an NFL player is significantly shorter than Joe Average walking down the street. We're talking about guys in their prime dropping like flies.
Whoa, slow down there, Eric. While that's true, we can't pin all of those issues solely on CTE. Other factors like lifestyle choices and genetics play a role too. These guys aren't exactly living the healthiest lives off the field. Late nights, parties, poor diets, it all adds up.
Come on, Kate. Plus, you can't seriously be downplaying this. The correlation between repeated head trauma and CTE is undeniable. It's like saying smoking doesn't cause lung cancer because some smokers live to be 90. Studies show that the risk increases with the number of years played and the position on the field.
I'm not downplaying anything, Eric. I'm just trying to look at this objectively. The NFL has made significant strides in player safety, including improved helmet technology and stricter concussion protocols. These measures are helping to reduce the risk. It's not like they're throwing players to the wolves.
Reduce the risk? Are you kidding me? Despite these so-called efforts, the fundamental nature of the sport remains dangerous. Subconcussive hits, which don't cause immediate symptoms, can still contribute to CTE over time. It's like death by a thousand cuts.
We should also consider that not all players develop CTE. Some have long, healthy lives after their NFL careers. It's not a guaranteed outcome for everyone who plays football. We can't paint all players with the same brush. Some guys walk away from the game and live to be old and gray.
Let's look at this issue in a broader historical context. Can you draw any parallels to past health concerns in sports?
Absolutely, Ted. This reminds me of the boxing world's struggle with punch-drunk syndrome in the early 20th century. It's like deja vu all over again. Boxers like Joe Louis and Sugar Ray Robinson suffered from neurological issues later in life. Much like we're seeing with NFL players today, it's a sad case of history repeating itself, but this time we should know better.
While there are similarities, it's important to note that modern athletes have much better medical care and awareness of these risks. The NFL's response has been more proactive compared to how boxing handled the issue historically. We're not in the dark ages anymore. These players have access to top-notch medical care and are much more informed about the risks they're taking.
How does the NFL's approach to CTE compare to how other dangerous sports have handled similar issues?
Take the example of asbestos in racing, Ted. For years, Formula One used asbestos in brakes and clutches, leading to health issues for mechanics and drivers. It took decades before the danger was fully acknowledged and addressed. It's like they were playing Russian roulette with people's lives. The NFL is following a similar playbook: deny, delay, and downplay until they can't anymore.
That's a fair comparison. But the NFL has been much quicker to respond. They've invested millions in research and have implemented rule changes to protect players. It's not perfect, but it's a significant improvement over historical examples. They're not sitting on their hands here. They're actively trying to
I'd argue that the NFL's response has been too slow and inadequate. They denied the link between football and CTE for years, similar to how tobacco companies denied the health risks of smoking. It's the same old song and dance: profits over people. They knew about the risks.
That's an exaggeration, Eric. The NFL has made substantial changes in recent years. They've banned certain tackles, improved equipment, and limited contact practices. These are concrete steps towards player safety. You can't expect them to completely overhaul the sport overnight. They're making progress.
Progress? Is that what we're calling it now? Yet, we're still seeing high rates of CTE in former players. The sport's fundamental nature hasn't changed enough to truly address the problem. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. These players are still out there bashing their
brains.
Change
takes time, Eric. We can't expect overnight solutions to such a complex issue. The NFL is making progress, and that should be acknowledged. Rome wasn't built in a day. And we can't expect the NFL to solve this problem in one season. They're moving in the right direction.
Progress is good, Kate. But is it enough when we're talking about people's lives and long-term health? The historical examples show us that industries often prioritize profits over safety until forced to change. It's a tale as old as time. We need to hold the NFL's feet to the fire and demand real, meaningful change before more lives are ruined.
Looking ahead, how do you think this issue will unfold? Eric, what's your prediction for the future of football given the CTE concerns?
I hate to say it, Ted, but I believe we'll see a significant decline in youth football participation as parents become more aware of the risks. It's like watching a slow-motion train wreck. This could lead to a talent pipeline issue for the NFL in the coming decades. We might also see more players retiring early to protect their long-term health. It's a ticking time bomb for the sport.
That's a pretty pessimistic view, Eric. I think we'll see continued improvements in equipment technology and rule changes that make the game safer without losing its essence. The NFL has too much cultural and economic importance to simply fade away. It's not going to disappear overnight. People love the game, and with the
cultural
right changes,
importance, economic importance, are we really putting those above human lives, Kate? The game might not disappear overnight, but it's on a downward spiral. Parents are already pulling their kids out of youth football. High schools are shutting down their programs. It's only a matter of time.
Interesting perspectives. How do you think this might affect the legal landscape for the NFL?
The NFL will likely face ongoing lawsuits, Ted. But they've already settled a major class action suit. I predict they'll continue to invest in research and safety measures to mitigate legal risks. They might also expand their support programs for retired players. It's in their best interest to stay ahead of the curve on this. They've got deep pockets, and they're not afraid to use them to protect the sport.
I disagree, Kate. I think we'll see more devastating personal injury lawsuits as more players develop CTE symptoms. The NFL's liability could become unsustainable, potentially leading to bankruptcy or major restructuring of the league. It's like a house of cards waiting to collapse. One big lawsuit could
bring the whole thing. That's an extreme scenario, Eric. The NFL has deep pockets and a team of lawyers. They'll find ways to adapt and protect themselves legally while still addressing player safety. They're not going to roll over and die. They've weathered storms before.
But at what cost to the players, Kate? We might see a future where playing in the NFL requires signing extensive liability waivers, effectively shifting all the risk to the players. It's like asking someone to jump out of a plane without a parachute and saying, well, you knew the risks.
Players already know the risks when they choose to play professionally, Eric. As long as the NFL continues to improve safety measures, they're fulfilling their duty of care. These are grown men making informed decisions. We can't bubble wrap the world. There's always going
That's
to be
That's a dangerous
some level
mindset, Kate. We're talking about brain damage that affects not just players, but their families and communities. The NFL has a moral obligation to do more. It's not just about the players, it's about the ripple effect on society. We're creating a generation
of men. The NFL is doing more,
with-
Eric. They're funding research, changing rules, and educating players. We can't expect them to completely eliminate risk from a contact sport. That's like asking boxers to stop punching each other. The sport is inherently risky, but they're doing what they can to mitigate those risks.
Perhaps, Kate, but we should expect them to prioritize player health over profits. The future of the sport depends on it. If they don't make significant changes soon, they might not have a sport left to protect. It's time for the NFL to step up and show that they value their players' lives more than their bottom line.
Well, it's clear this is a complex issue with no easy answers. The debate over CTE in football will likely continue for years to come. Thanks to Eric and Kate for sharing their insights on this important topic. Until next time, this is Ted for Listen 2. Stay informed and stay safe.